when I get up. Saturday morning, wanna start my weekend in a magical way. Reeling through the galaxy of superstars, we're gonna laugh and play. I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense, it's barbaric, but hey, it's home. When the wind's from the east and the sun's from the west and the sand in the glass is right, come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian nights, like Arabian days, more open than not, are hotter than hot in a lot of good ways.
Hello and welcome to Wake Up, it's Saturday morning. This podcast is all about cartoons and kid shows from the past and the present. This episode, I will be looking at another Saturday morning Disney classic based on one of my favorite Disney movies, the one and only Aladdin.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no.
Aladdin is an animated television series made by Walt Disney Television, which aired from 1994 to 1995. Based on the original 1992 feature, it was animated at the slightly offbeat production studios in Penrose, Auckland, New Zealand. Coming on the heels of the direct-to-video sequel, The Return of Jafar, the series picked up where the sequel left off, with Aladdin now living in the palace, engaged to Princess Jasmine, monkey sidekick Abu, the animated magic carpet, and the fast-talking, shape-shifting genie came along to help, as did Parrot Iago, formerly Jafar's pet but now an anti-hero. Jafar, having previously been destroyed in the second movie, returns in only one episode, which also serves as a crossover with Hercules, the animated series. Many of the film stars provided the voices of their TV counterparts, with the notable exception of Dan Castellaneta filling in for Robin Williams in the genie role, also in The Return of Jafar. Unlike the Little Mermaid spin-off series, this series does not feature any musical numbers. Dan Castellaneta is probably best known for his work on The Simpsons. He is the voice of Homer Simpson. He does Grandpa, he does a whole bunch of them. And if you ever listen to or watch the animated series of Aladdin, sometimes you can pick up on a bit of Homer in the genie's voice, which is sort of cool. Something to listen out for if you hadn't already sort of picked up on that. The series originally aired on the Disney Afternoon block and on Saturday mornings on CBS. It also aired on Saturday Disney in Australia. Disney Channel reran the series in the late 1990s until it was replaced by their pre-teen lineup. The show was later shown on Toon Disney, but has since been removed. A total of 86 episodes were produced. After the series, another direct-to-video movie, Aladdin and the King of Thieves, was released. In 1988, Howard Ashman pitched to Disney the idea of an animated musical adaptation of Aladdin. Picking Aladdin out of three projects offered, which also included an adaptation of Snow Lake and King of the Jungle, that eventually became The Lion King. Katzenberg thought the script didn't engage, and only approved it after rewrites. Among the changes, the character of Aladdin's mother was removed. Princess Jasmine was made into a stronger character. Aladdin's personality was rewritten, and the parrot Iago originally was as a British, calm and serious character, was rewritten into a comedic role after the filmmakers saw Gilbert Godfrey in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Godfrey was cast to provide Iago's voice. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Get this! At school I found this magic lamp, and I wished for Disney's Aladdin for my Sega Genesis. It's like the movie! I got to battle sword-slashing thieves and nasty palace guards and ride a flying carpet. And I still have two more wishes.
Prove it!
Sega Genesis and Disney's Aladdin game cartridge, each sold separately.
It's showtime! All the thrills! All the excitement! Of the hit movie! Coming to television! 5 days a week! All new action! All new adventure! All your favorite characters! Aladdin, the series.
Starting Monday on Channel 11.
Welcome back. After Robin Williams' success with the Disney Touchstone film Good Morning Vietnam, Robin Williams voiced the genie for SAG scale pay, $75,000, on condition that his name or image not be used for marketing, and his character not take more than 25% of space on advertising artwork, since Toys, the movie, was scheduled for release 1 month after Aladdin's debut. For financial reasons, the studio went back on the deal on both counts, especially in poster art by having the genie in 25% of the image, but having other major and supporting characters portrayed considerably smaller. Williams and Disney had a bitter falling out, and as a result, he did not voice the genie in The Return of Jafar and the Aladdin animated television series. Following Katzenberg's departure from Disney, former 20th Century Fox producer head Joe Roth, whose last act for Fox was greenlighting Williams' film Mrs. Doubtfire, replaced Katzenberg and arranged for a public apology to Williams by Disney. Williams agreed to perform in Hollywood Pictures Jack, and even agreed to voice the genie again for the King of Thieves sequel, for considerably more than scale, replacing all of Dan Castellaneta's dialogue which had been recorded before Williams was on board. Aladdin was followed by Disney's first direct-to-video sequel, The Return of Jafar, in 1994. The plot mainly focused on Jafar seeking revenge on Aladdin. Shortly after The Revenge of Jafar, the Aladdin TV series was aired on television. The episodes focused on Aladdin's adventures after the events of the second film. In 1996, the final sequel to Aladdin, Aladdin and the King of Thieves, was released on video. The story concludes as Aladdin and Jasmine are about to be married and Aladdin discovers that his father is still alive, but is the king of all thieves in Agrabah. In 2005, screenwriter Robert Reese, who co-wrote Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time, and The Little Mermaid, Ariel's Beginning, pitched a fourth Aladdin feature to Disney Toon, although it never came to fruition. Oh, that would have been so cool, another Aladdin movie. Maybe one day. As I said earlier, the Aladdin characters make an appearance in the Hercules series. They also make appearances in the television series House of Mouse. We'll be right back after this short commercial break to wrap up the show.
Our solar system is made up of 9 planets. Mercury.
Now from Chips Ahoy, there's new Sprinkle Chips Ahoy. With lots of chocolate chips and magical colored sprinkles, there's a party in every bite.
Any questions?
Could you explain that again?
Certainly. Our solar system.
New Sprinkle Chips Ahoy. A party in every bite.
Ooh, ooh, baby, I got a real scoop. Got me a hula hoop. Gonna rock and roll, gonna thrill your soul. Gonna get you with my hula hoop. There's only one original hula hoop from Wham-O.
Michael's driving me crazy. Why hasn't he asked me to the dance? What am I gonna do?
When you feel stressed or feel uptight, that's the time to exercise. Fitness is feeling.
Okay, that's about the end of the show. Thanks for listening, guys. You can support Wake Up It's Saturday Morning by subscribing to the podcast. Please spread the word about the show. You can also go to our Facebook page. We'll have links to episodes of Aladdin and other awesome Aladdin-related stuff. Also, go to the Facebook page to leave your comments. I'd love to hear from you guys. Positive, negative, whatever. Now, the theme song for the Aladdin TV show was the same opening song for the movie. It was a great opening song for the movie and it really sets the mood, gets you ready to go on an adventure with Aladdin and his gang. It's a great opener for the TV show and here it is. I have been Mike and you have been listening to Wake Up, It's Saturday Morning.
Follow me to a place where incredible feats are routine every hour or so. Where enchantment runs rampant, yes, wild in the streets. Open sesame, here we go! Arabian nights, like Arabian days. They tease and excite, take off and take flight. They shock and amaze. Arabian nights, like Arabian days. More often than not, hot, hotter than hot, in a lot of good ways. Pack your shield, pack your sword, you want air. Don't get beaten, oh God, you might. Come on down, stop on by. Hop a carpet and fly to another arena.